السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، تقبل الله أعمالكم وصيامكم. In the beginning, I would like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah accept our fasting, our worships during this holy month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the du'as of mu'mineen and mu'minat. Dear brothers and sisters, as today is the day for the demise of one of the greatest personality within the Islamic history, the wife of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the mother of Hazrat Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha, or we can say the mother of all infallible personalities, Hazrat Khadija salamullahi alayha. I would like to say condolences to Imam of the Age and to you all brothers and sisters who are listening to this conference. Also, as the brother has mentioned before, that today is being announced the day to support the people suffering from the flood disaster in Pakistan. I would like to request all brothers and sisters to deliver this message wherever they are in all over the country, that they have to support this cause, which is very noble cause, through the news and media. Probably all brothers and sisters are well aware of this disaster that took place, and millions of people are in need. And I have quoted the hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the message that Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, that if anybody hears the call of other Muslimin, calling the Muslims and the world, Ya al-Muslimin, calling for the help, and does not respond to that call, he is not considered as a Muslim. So if we do not respond to the call of other Muslims, then our faith is in danger. We may lose the faith in Islam and we may lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because helping the other mu'mineen and Muslims is a duty, and there are several rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for the people, and especially during the holy month of Ramadan, while we are fasting, we have to think about the people who are hungry. Today my subject of this presentation is the benefits of holy month of Ramadan, or in other words we can say that benefits of the fasting. Dear brothers and sisters, first of all, when we look at the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down for the people, and the commandments of Allah are based on the wisdom and based on the knowledge and reasoning. And if we believe in all the commandments based on wisdom and reasoning, then we as the Muslims are submissive before the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means in general we have this belief that every commandment has its own reasoning. And if it has its own reasoning, then there is no need to think that there is any benefit or there is no benefit, because that is not going to be a part of discussion. We believe that there is benefit, and there is a definite benefit for all the human being. All the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the sake of human being. وَإِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Quran has said, if you will do good, you will do good for your own self. So that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the message and the commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was for the reason of the benefit of human being. That is why a person who has faith and who is submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would not go and search about the benefits first and then start following, but he would follow as a commandment, accepting the commands of Allah, being committed before the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have started with one of the famous verses about the holy month of Ramadan that asks the people, those who are believer, by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been prescribed for you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as it was prescribed for the people before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, though you can reach up to the stage of piety and you can achieve the piety. If we look at this verse, in the beginning this verse speaks about the fasting that has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the basis of that prescription is the foundation of faith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. So that means if one has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this fasting has been prescribed for him, or it's prescribed for her. So there is no way that a believer and a faithful person would think there is no benefit for him. He believes that there is a benefit, and they all believe that there are certain benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fasting. So that means a faithful person would not go and search first of all about the benefits, reasonings, and after that starts following. But he would follow and think about the benefits of the fasting and benefits of the holy month of Ramadan. Submission itself is one of the greatest benefits of this prescription. Entering to holy month of Ramadan with that submission and that commitment is the greatest benefit of holy month of Ramadan. So that means we can be a society of submissive people, the society of committed people before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the society that accepts the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the society of faithful, the community of the faithful people. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a greatest benefit of the holy month of Ramadan. The greatest benefits of the Siyam and fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Though you may achieve the piety. In this part, when it's been said this is a greatest benefit, that means taqwa is a very wide subject that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken. Taqwa would cover many aspects of our life, or all aspects of our life. That means taqwa, which is taqwa of our physical life, piety of our spiritual life, piety in our mental life, piety in our social life. So there can be several aspects of the taqwa. If one would like to go through the fasting and achieve those benefits, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that means he would be able to have the piety, which is piety in his social life, in their personal life, individual life, in their family life, in their community life, in their worships. So in all the aspects, the person will become a balanced and a faithful person before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is being said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Maybe most of the time we start thinking about our own individual life and think that holy month of Ramadan will bring some sort of virtues in our life that are related with our individual life, which is not true. Holy month of Ramadan will benefit in our life in different dimensions, in various aspects, that we can become a perfect human being. In this month we have entered into the camp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That camp will provide a training, not just in one aspect, but it will provide a training that we can be a real and perfect human being. So that is what's been said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now when we go to the ahadith of Aima alayhi salam, we find many other benefits of holy month of Ramadan and many other reasonings for the fasting during the holy month of Ramadan that also helps us that we can understand the general concept. As in the physical life of human being, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said in a short hadith a benefit of the holy month of Ramadan. He said, Sumu tasihu. Fast though you can achieve the health, so you can be healthy. So that means one of the basic benefit of fasting, it would be siha, health and afiyah. And dear brothers and sisters, you can understand that how important is health in the life of human being. Because health is important not only in our physical life, but that is important as it is related with our mental life. It is also related with our spiritual life. It affects our worships. That is the reason it's been said, you have prepared yourself for the holy month of Ramadan. Prepare yourself that you have to try to stay healthy. Don't do anything that you become sick during the holy month of Ramadan. So that is one type of the preparation. To maintaining of our physical life and entering to the holy month of Ramadan. But fasting after the holy year, it is going to benefit in our health. But of course, if we follow the great prescriptions being given by Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and in the Sunnah of Prophet peace be upon him, if we make a kind of schedule that we eat a lot in the morning and then again in the evening, in that case, of course, we are not going to achieve that benefit. In order to achieve that benefit, it's necessary that we have to follow the Sunnah of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Sumu tasihu. Another benefit that has been said in the hadith from our 11th Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. That Imam was asked, Lamma su'ila an wujub as-sawm. Imam was asked, what is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked for the fasting, and fasting is being prescribed for the believers? Imam said, لَيَجِدَ الْغَنِيَّ وَالْفَقِيرِ لَيَجِدَ الْغَنِيَّ مَسَّ الْجُوعِ فَيَمُنُّ عَلَى الْفَقِيرِ. Though a self-sufficient and ghani and a rich person can also feel the poverty, and he can feel the pain of the poor people. If we are completely filled from morning till evening, during that time we will not be able to understand the pain of the hungry people. So the reason, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked for fasting, that we should become in the state of hunger and the thirst, and feel for the thirsty people, have a feeling about the hungry people. That is greatest benefit. In our social life, unfortunately, human being becomes selfish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take us out from that selfishness and bring in a social life that he can have a sharing life with other people. He can think that these benefits that Allah has provided are not only for his own, but that pain is going to make him feel that he can think there are people, those who have not eaten in the morning, or they may have not been able to break the fast in the evening as well. We as believers, when we like to break the fast at that time, we have to think about the poor people, about the needy people of society. Dear brothers and sisters, when we like to start our fasting with suhoor, there we have to think about the people. So we can feel masal ju', that we can have a feeling of the hungry person. فَيَمُنُّ عَلَى الْفَقِيرِ. Then the benefit will be that we will favor with the poor people. And that favor is great benefit of this month. Another dimension that Prophet peace be upon him has mentioned for the holy month of Ramadan, as he said, وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٍ وَزَكَاتُ الْأَبْدَانِ الصِّيَامِ. For everything there are a zakat for everything. For example, we pay charity from our wealth, from our means. How we can pay the charity from our bodies? Prophet said, if you like to pay charity of your body, then you should fast. So fasting, it's purification. It is a zakat. It's to clean ourselves, to make ourselves ready for another year, that we can be better worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by paying charity of our abdan. Zakatul abdani as-sawm. As today is the day for the demise of Hazrat Khadija salamullahi alayha, the daughter of this great lady who was born in the house of Hazrat Khadija and grew up with Hazrat Khadija salamullahi alayha, Hazrat Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha, has said another aspect, another benefit of the fasting. As she said, فَرَضُ الصِّيَامَ تَطْبِيتًا لِلْإِخْلَاصِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed fasting for the believers that they can have a firm belief to make their ikhlas firm, to make them sincere in their life. So the sincerity is another benefit of holy month Ramadan. Because for many other worships, dear brothers and sisters, if we see, there are some sort of practices outside that we have to do. So there are don'ts and do's for many practices. But for holy month Ramadan and for the fasting, there are don'ts and we don't have do's. We have been asked, you should refrain from many of the practices. The meaning of psalm, that is kaffun nafs, refraining ourselves from several practices. And that is only a practice that is related with our heart. Yes, I am fasting. I should not pretend to other people. I don't need to say to the other people. This is a practice that is for the sincerity, that brings an ikhlas. Worshipping Allah khalisatan lillah, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that is the reason that in Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi alayhi. fasting is for myself, and I will reward for the fasting. So that means because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a practice that can be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no sense of ria showing off to the other people. There is aspect of ikhlas. So let us try to look at this reasoning and put that in practice. We don't need to say to the other people. We don't need to pretend that I'm fasting. We have to keep that sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect this sincerity. So we are related secretly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a secret relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are few aspects that can be considered as the worldly aspects or worldly benefits of the holy month of Ramadan. And as every practice has the dimension for the other world, there are many other benefits that are related to the other world. So let us see what are those benefits for the other world. As Prophet peace be upon him has said, "As-sawmu junnatun minan nar." Fasting is a shield from the fire of hell. So that means it is providing us a protection. Today we are achieving a protection for our other world. How we can remain protected from the fire of hell? That fire of hell cannot reach to the believer. It cannot burn a believer. It's not going to burn a faithful person, a person who is fasting. So it is going to benefit to the other world, providing an assurance, a guarantee, a protection for the believer. Junnatum minan nar. This junna can be used when we are in a war, and when we stand on the day of judgment, on that day this junna will be provided through the fasting. Another benefit for the other world, which is unseen world and we have not entered yet, but Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have opened the door for us, and we have to think about that while we are fasting. Holy Prophet peace be upon him, while he was stating his sermon before the holy month of Ramadan, Prophet said, "Udhkuru biju'ikum wa atashikum ju'a wa atasha yawm al-qiyamah." O people, you should not think that fasting is only for this world. Fasting has another benefit, another reasoning. Fasting opens the door to the other world. Think about the other world. When you like to fast, at that time you have to feel the hunger. If you feel the hunger and thirst, through feeling of the hunger and thirst, you have to think about the feeling of the hunger and thirst for the day of judgment. Udhkuru biju'akum wa atashikum ju'a wa atasha yawm al-qiyamah. But that day will be very difficult. It's just remind us. It is just that we can prepare ourselves. It's preparation that on that day a faithful will not face that type of circumstances. Although many other people will stand hungry and thirsty, striving for years and years. The minimum that is being prescribed, described in Quran, خمسين ألف سنة. A 50,000 years. So, dear brothers and sisters, if we just, I've been told that you cannot hear my phone, so let me, is there better now? Hello. Okay, sure. Yes, brothers and sisters, I would like to conclude those benefits I have stated since beginning. Fasting brings a purity and sincerity in our life, and it makes the sincerity as firm during the holy month of Ramadan. Through striving during the holy month of Ramadan, when we become hungry and thirsty, we can think and feel about the hunger and thirst of the other believers and the people, those who are poor and the needy. Through striving, we can think striving of the Day of Judgment. Fasting provides us a strong will, that we can have a strong will. And fasting also benefits in our life, that we can have a command on our own desires. This is one of the most important benefits. And previous one, giving us chance that we can have a strong will. Many people, they do many other practices to have their will stronger, and holy month of Ramadan, it provides a kind of training that we can have a strong will. So that means all the faithful of people have a strong will, and having a command on ourselves, having command of our own desires, that we don't give ourselves in the hands of desires, that is one thing that benefits during the holy month of Ramadan. And finally, another aspect that we can think, that holy month of Ramadan provides us a unity within the world. It provides us a victory to Islam, to all the Muslims within the world. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. The religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become overwhelming religion within the world. This holy month of Ramadan, with this unity, that everybody is practicing same, everybody starts at the same time, and every Muslim ends at the same time, going through the same prescription, that brings us united in a forum that we can stand united against the enemies of Islam. And that is the thing that brings the fears in the hearts of the enemies of Islam when holy month of Ramadan starts. Holy month of Ramadan gives us strength and firmness in our communities and in their belief. That socially they can believe that Islam is the religion for the benefit of all human beings. I would like to conclude with dua, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah provide us protection during the holy month of Ramadan from the fire of hell. I ask Allah, may Allah provide us the sincerity, provide us a strong will during the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah provide us that faith that is required during the holy month of Ramadan, that we can complete the duties being prescribed during the holy month. And at the end, I would like to request one more time to brothers and sisters to reserve today for the people in Pakistan, those who are striving and those who are suffering in this greatest disaster within the world. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Yes, brothers and sisters, the question is being said. Please provide the reference that if somebody cannot fast during the holy month of Ramadan, then there is a kafara or compensation that the person has to fast for 2 months, 2 complete months. In Surah Mubarakah Baqarah, after 185 verse of Quran, if you go through, you would find where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned shahrain mutatabi'ain, that if somebody cannot complete the duty of the fasting and he did not do that intentionally, in that case the person has to complete 2 complete months of fasting. And it's been said shahrain mutatabi'ain, that 2 months that follow each other, so that means continuous 2 months. And most of the ahkam of holy month Ramadan are being mentioned in those verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started with shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. After that, you can see that verses also state about the fasting and the compensation of fasting. And also it's been mentioned in kuntum maridan aw ala safarin fa'iddatu min ayyamin ukhur. For example, if somebody is sick, or if somebody is in journey and travel, then they have to fast some of the days. Thank you very much. The question that is being asked about the Yawmul Quds. Yawmul Quds is the day which was commanded by our late leader, Imam of the Ummah and Imam of the Muslims in the last century, Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, to support the Islamic cause and to support the cause of the oppressed people during the holy month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, if we go back and think about one of the reasoning of the holy month of Ramadan is having a feeling about the people, those who are oppressed people. And as we reach to the final days of holy month of Ramadan, we have the martyrdom of our Mawla, our Master, Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one who was considered as the most oppressed personality. In the will that he left for his children and for the rest of people in the world, Imam says, "Kuna lil-zalimi khasman walil-mazlumi auna." O my dear children and all those who are my followers, you have to stand with the oppressed people and stand against the oppressors. Kuna lil-zalimi khasman. You have to stand as the enemy against the oppressors. And you have to stand in the support of the Maghloomin. That is the same thing that Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi adapted. So Imam Khomeini has not asked from his own, but he followed the path of Ahlul Bayt, followed the path of his master, Amirul Mu'mineen Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. If we go back, brothers and sisters, we can see that Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha, sometime she used to hold the hand of Amirul Mu'mineen and go outside, and she used to knock the doors of people to protest against the system, to protest against the oppressors of time. She used to ask the people, "Oh people, did you forget the commandments of Prophet, peace be upon him? Don't you think that what Prophet had said about Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, although she was alone within a city, she was only in the company of her husband Amirul Mu'mineen. These were two people protesting. So that also gives us another understanding that even if we are alone and there are only husband and wife within the city, they have to protest. We have example of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam standing with few people, few family members and few companions, only 72, standing against the government that was government from Syria till Medina, a large country at that time. If you just think geographically, you can just imagine that where Damascus today and where is Saudi Arabia, and all this was just one country. Today it's divided into several countries. At that time it was one country, and Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam comes out against that type of the regime which has that long kingdom, a larger kingdom, standing with 72 people and protested against the Yazid, and he was martyred on the day of Ashura. He could stay quiet and he could say that I should not say anything and let me have my own life, because there are many other people, there are majority of people, those who are with Yazid. Brothers and sisters, standing on the day of Quds is standing on the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It is a stand for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we like to complete our duties at the end of holy month of Ramadan, at that time we have to think that it can be completed if we stand with the people, those who are oppressed and mustadafeen of the world, and stand against the enemies of Islam to demonstrate that we have achieved the perfection and the piety in our life. Yes, another question has been asked to repeat the hadith from Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha. And Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha said that wajab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as-sawm tathbitan lil-ikhlas. Wajab as-siyamu tathbitan. Tathbit, that is from making something firm. Tathbitan lil-ikhlas, to make the sincerity firm in our life. The question is about the using any drops in our eyes, using any medicine for the eyes. Brother and sister, there is no problem in using any sort of drops in our eyes. It is only makruh, but if that is necessary, then you can use that, and that is not going to harm the fasting, according to the fatwa of Ayatollah Khamenei and any other marja. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Yes, brothers and sisters, those who are listening on the video conferencing, I would like to say salam to all of you, and we would like to end our video conferencing at this time. Hopefully next week, inshallah, you can join again at the same time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, and may Allah accept your fasting. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.